Everyone has heard the saying that a dog is a man's best friend. However, is that true? To find out, I asked some students to see what their pet means to them. First, I asked Lila Hassan about her cat.
Okay, what's her name?
Shuk.
Okay, can you describe her? What kind of cat she is?
Right now, she's 8 years old. She turns 9 in May. And I'm not really sure what type of cat she is.
Yeah.
And she's like multicolored. She has like black and orange and white and gray and brown.
What kind of effect does your cat have in your life?
When I was little, when she was like a kitten, I would like play with her all the time.
Yeah.
But now, like most time when I see her, it'll just be like I'll be on my bed or like sleeping or like doing my homework or whatever, and she's there. I don't know. She definitely is like a stress reliever in a way.
Okay. How much time do you spend with your cat per week, would you say? Like in the presence of your cat?
Like, probably like 2 hours every day I'll see her. So
2 hours every day?
I guess.
What do you do? Just pet her or like?
No, she's just like, she'll just be in my room or like with me. Like while I do stuff, she like follows me.
How do you feel when you're around your cat?
Like I said, I feel like she relaxes me, I'm not sure. Because she just like sits there and she'll like sleep or she'll just like do whatever, I don't know.
Do you love your cat?
Yes.
Do you feel like that she's part of your family? Like
sure.
A member?
Yeah, I guess.
Is there anything special about your cat that you want to talk about?
Well, her name is Shuk because it's a name in Pashto, and it means like naughty and playful, which is really fitting for her, especially when she was little.
Do you have any special memories with her?
One time I was outside when I was little, and she was sitting with me, and then the dog chased us.
Do you have any nicknames for her?
I mean, her name is like Shukaka, like that's the full name, but we just call her Shuk.
And Sarah Mee talks about her dog, Joyce.
She likes to eat a lot, but she's still really playful.
Yeah?
She's like my little companion since my brother has gone to college.
Aw, how old is your dog?
She's 7.
How long have you had her?
We got her in 2010, so about 7 years now.
How many hours would you say that you spend with your...
apart from school, if I don't have any activities, she's usually always with me.
What kind of things do you do with your dog?
Yeah, she usually sleeps next to me while I do my homework.
Aww. What kind of relationship do you think, would you say that you and your dog have?
I think she's like, I guess partner in crime. She goes wherever I go, usually, like, she follows me around. I think dogs can understand, like, what their owners or humans just in general feeling.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes she kind of comforts me, which is nice.
Oh, how'd she do that?
Like, she'll just walk up to me and start licking me or something.
After these interviews, I think we can conclude that the pets of these students are more than just simple companions. Sure, pets can keep people company, but both of them reported positive effects from their pets, like stress relief and empathy, that we might not expect at first glance. And of course, both of them expressed love for their pets. And as A.D. Williams, the grandfather of Martin Luther King Jr., said, "When I look into the eyes of an animal, I do not see an animal. I see a living being. I see a friend. I feel a soul." And I think that quote relates very well to what the interviewees told me about their pets and what their feelings are and how the pets affect their lives.